There was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation. It was a rare and precious pearl, conceived in faith and liberty, home of the brave, land of the free. It was the envy of the world. But this shining city on a hill has turned from the Creator's will and let evil take control. Now the reckless men who lead them want to strip away their freedom and to steal their very soul. Now it's smoke and mirrors, switching bait, criticize and confiscate, and let the guilty walk away.
Resurrect the Republic.
In this once righteous, godly nation,
Truth Radio broadcast on RBN. This is your host, Tom Lacabara Stewart. They say we need to speak. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Ammon Bundy, American Patriot.
Good evening, my friends. I just wanted to do a little video and talk a little bit about what's going on. Obviously, there's an uproar about the whistleblower, part of the BLM, that's exposed a lot of truth that we've known about for a long time. We've seen in the discovery. We've been studying it for over a year now. And also, we lived it. And so these things are something that are not a surprise to us by any means, in any way. We told people that there were snipers on the hill, that they were threatening our families, that their crosshairs were on us. We told them they had surveillance equipment, high-tech surveillance equipment with lasers pointed at our front door. We didn't know what it was about, but we knew that that was happening. And all of these things have been covered up by the government. We've actually many times throughout this year have requested information on it, and they've denied it and said things like we were going on a fishing expedition trying to get information and say there were things that really wasn't, and then we find out, sure enough, that they were. The discovery clearly shows that the prosecutor, Stephen Myrie, did everything he could to cover up that there were snipers. He even had BLM agents come back in a year later and re-clarify their testimony to say that they didn't act as a spotter or they didn't act as a sniper. And these are the things that were going on. We see them in the discovery. And it's primarily done by the U.S. Attorney's Office. And I believe Steve Myrie was a huge player in this. We also see where they just lied over and over and over to the grand jury. We've seen this for years, for the time we've been in prison, for almost 2 years. And it's been very frustrating to us to see it, because we know that it was a lie. We see that it was a lie. We see that they lied to the grand jury over and over and over again, that they created this narrative, and then they tried to sculpture the discovery to follow the narrative. And it was a lie. It was a lie from the beginning. And so it feels really good to actually have somebody from their side, the inside, a whistleblower, to actually say these things. But they're not a surprise to us by any means. And so, and I could go into great detail, about how they were a militarized unit, how they followed a militarized procedures. They said they were a militarized unit. They had drones in the up in the sky, high enough you couldn't even see them. They had crosshairs up on our family's home, and off to the side you see in the videos with the drone crosshairs and all the other technology that's on this drone. And over on the side you see where it says arm or disarm.
Accept the principle that when you assume somebody is a terrorist, they can be targeted for assassination, even American citizens. That affects all of us eventually. You don't want to translate our rule of law into a rule of mob rule.
Discussion about what's going on here. Now, history proves that the tendency of a central government is to become tyrannical, which is why our Constitution created the federal government in a limited and defined capacity. George Mason said that when the resolution of enslaving America was formed in Great Britain. The British Parliament was advised by an artful man who was governor of Pennsylvania to disarm the people, that it was the best and most effectual way to enslave them. But they should not do it openly, but weaken them and let them sink gradually. That's precisely why the Second Amendment says, shall not be infringed, so you cannot be weakened and sink gradually. Now, you had asked, where are the evidences of an overreaching federal government? And I saw the mention of the fact that the Department of Justice has said that they believe that the President of the United States is authorized in ordering the killing of U.S. citizens on U.S. soil by drones. That is not a lie. That is an actual written statement by Eric Holder from the Department of Justice, and you can go read it. You can actually read the Department of Justice white paper, which says that the Department of Justice has rationalized in some quasi-legal 16-page paper that they not only have the ability to assassinate U.S. citizens anywhere on the globe, they have the ability to do that, and in their very own words, without any evidence whatsoever, and that they can do that, and the courts have no jurisdiction to tell them they can't. So if the federal government can assassinate its own citizens with no evidence, these are not my words, go read the paper yourself, and they can do it anywhere, then what are you going to do? And the assassination doesn't have to be on the battlefield. These are people that are completely removed and engaged in no activity whatsoever. So if you have a federal government who thinks that they can do that sometime in the future, what will be the limitation of them doing that to you tomorrow?
And that's what they had on our family's home. And they also had it on the protesters. And they had it on the protest site. And it had infrared technology. It had night vision technology. And then, of course, it was capable to view very closely from a long, long ways away. And that's just a very touch of what the technology and what they were doing to an American family on American soil. And that's why people came. They felt that this was wrong. And now it's good to see that now, you know, America is seeing that it was wrong. Again, I could go into great detail about what's in the discovery, what's not in the discovery that we know it should be, what's been withheld, and who did it. And, you know, it was the Bureau of Land Management, the FBI as well. And just as a side note, when it's talked about Clive and Bundy and the other people's pictures on the wall, and then they got X's through them, the BLM took a picture of that and then posted it all over, laughing and enjoying that. But where were they at when they took a picture of it? They were in the FBI's office. So it was the FBI that had the pictures up there and had the X's in them. Completely inappropriate. And then the BLM to be able to just post it around and do all those things like life is nothing. Like my father's life is nothing. Like Eric Parker's life is nothing. Well, I'm here to tell you that life is worth something. Dr. Red's life was worth something. And the way to just treat life like that, like it means nothing, is just completely inappropriate. The point of my video here is not because of that. My point is because I'm afraid that we're going to lose a touch of what's really happening, what really happened here. Because we have an unconstitutional land agency, a federal agency, and it's not just the land agencies, but I'm going to just stick to that, coming down inside the states and literally putting its people in fear and forcing the states into undue obedience, forcing us, the people, into undue obedience. And when we allow that to happen and we don't hold them accountable and we have no way to hold them accountable, and why? Why don't we have a way to hold Dan Love accountable? Why don't we have a way to hold these people accountable? Because they're outside of the authority that they're acting. They're usurping it.
John Adams wrote in 1775, "Liberty must be supported at all hazards. We have a right to it derived from our Maker, but if we have not, our fathers have bought and purchased it for us with their ease, their estates, their pleasure, and their blood. Samuel Adams said in 1772, among the natural rights of the colonists are these: first, life; secondly, liberty; third, property, together, number four, with the right to protect and defend them with the best means possible. The Declaration of Independence reads, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal and endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, among these life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Thomas Paine wrote in his pamphlet, The Crisis, heaven knows how to put a proper price upon its goods. And how could so celestial an article as freedom be not highly rated? What were all these men talking about? The rights of men. The inherent rights of men. Not the gifts of government. Because you see, if we're sitting in this room today and we believe that liberty, that our rights are gifted to us by government, if we do not know in our hearts and in our souls that liberty is our inherent possession by the nature of our creation, we might as well all pack up and go home, because we are wasting our time. This is not a republic. This is a kingdom. But what do we do when we have a federal government that's completely out of control?
There's no way to hold them accountable. You can't vote them in, you can't vote them out. You can't defund them. You can't do anything with them because they're not supposed to be here. These lands and all of these issues are supposed to be handled on a county and a state level. And for them to come in and insert themselves and use force and intimidation to tax us to death and take it up to Washington, D.C., and then dangle it over our heads, saying that if you don't do this, we're not going to fund you. If you don't do that, we're not going to fund you. And if you do this, we will fund you. Completely controlling the people and literally forcing us into undue obedience. What do you think is going to happen when we go away from the founding principles that built this nation? What do you think's going to happen? This is what happens. Until we get back to the principles that are outlined in the Constitution, until we stand on those principles, we cannot be free. And it will happen over and over again. And I guarantee it's happening in the Department of Justice, in the FBI, in the Department of Education, in every department of the federal government, because there is no accountability. And we can't make them accountable. But on a county level, we could get them out. On a state level, we can hold them accountable. And that's the issue here, and we cannot lose sight of that. It's not that we go to Washington, D.C., and boy, we reprimand the BLM. Boy, we got to straighten them out to make sure they follow their procedures and regulations and their statutes right. No, it's that they should not be in our states, period. And as long as they are, we're in danger. As long as they are, we can't use our lands and resources. And it'll throw us completely into poverty. You cannot live without the land. You cannot survive without the water. And they have deliberately and intentionally and deceptively, over years, over decades, taken the land, taken the water and the resources and the minerals away from the people.
When in the course of human events, it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another, and to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and of nature's God entitle them, a decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which impel them to the separation. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed, that whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it, and to institute new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness.
Until we wonder why we're all struggling to make a living. We have to wake up. We have to get back to those principles that keep us free and keep us happy and keep us prosperous. We have to. I don't want to leave this country. I want to stay right here. I love this land. I love this people. I love freedom. But unless we insist and enforce the principles that are found in the Constitution, and that the principles that we built this nation upon, unless we enforce those principles, we cannot be free. And my children will not be able to even enjoy what I've enjoyed. And that's not good enough for me. I do not want my sons to struggle to feed their families because some federal government is in business for themselves. I want my grandchildren to enjoy the freedom that my grandparents enjoyed. And they cannot do that if they can't go out on the land and produce. They cannot do that if everything they make goes to the federal government in taxes or any government. They should be able to keep the fruits of their labors and give it to their children and provide for their wives and build homes and not in debt. Keep the perspective correct. Of course the Bureau of Land Management did this. Of course they did. That's what happens when you don't hold people accountable, when you can't hold people accountable. That's what happens when they're unlimited, when they believe they have full control and full power. That's what happens. So of course, there's a kill list. Of course you got them, you know, plotting to destroy a family that stands up against them. Of course you do. And the only way to make it right is to hold them to the limitations that are found in the Constitution that we the people set upon them. And that goes across the board. What in the world are they doing in our states? Implementing health care.
It is undeniable that there is no power, neither enumerated in the federal government. It is beyond the control of the federal government to compel citizens to purchase health insurance under threat of penalty by law. For the central government to claim such a power denies the very nature of our republic and makes the constitutional restraints enacted by our founders null and void. The federal government has absolutely no power, no right to create a health care act. And if you want to discuss health care, it must be done on the state level, not through an exchange, but through the power and the authority of the people and her legislatures only. Some claim that it must be submitted to as a law of the land, since the Supreme Court made its declaration from on high. This admits that we are not a republic of sovereign states, but a monarchy. The Supremacy Clause declares the Constitution to be supreme, not the federal government. James Madison said, if the decision of the judiciary is raised above the authority of the sovereign parties to the Constitution, talking about the states, dangerous powers not delegated may not only be usurped and executed by other departments, but by the judicial department as well. You see, we have three branches of federal government. Those three branches of federal government are the executive, the legislative, and the judicial branch.
Well,
let me tell you how it's gonna work, kids. You work hard like your parents both did. Everything you earn by breaking your backs, we're gonna redistribute when we make our pay tax. Hey, sit down, don't be a jerk.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Welcome back, Resurrector Republic, Truth Radio Broadcast. We're going to finish this clip from Ammon, and then we are going to get to Staff Sergeant Mo, who will be joining us shortly, somebody I spent time with at Oregon and at Mount Hur at the Harney County Resource Center. But roll that clip, and let's finish that out and get Mo on the line.
Are the executive, the legislative, and the judicial branch. To assume that the judicial branch has the authority to decide what is constitutional or not is like looking at a defendant in the courtroom and saying, "Excuse me, will you please tell me if you're guilty or innocent?" That is an usurpation of power, and it is something that our founders called dangerous. The founding documents and the men who wrote them make it unequivocally clear that the states have the final word on whether their creation, the federal government, has trespassed its clearly defined boundaries. Our states are united in a compact that creates the Constitution. James Madison said, in the case of deliberate, palpable, and dangerous exercise of other powers not granted, the states have the right, and this is key, because this is your job now. You not only have the right, but you are duty-bound to interpose. For maintaining within your respective limits the authorities, rights, and liberties of the people. The Virginia General Convention said in 1799 that it would be deceitful of those entrusted with becoming the guardians of the state sovereignty, acting upon an oath that you've taken to support and defend the Constitution, to not fight the encroachments of federal power on the states.
Implementing land control, implementing the environment regulations, education, what are they doing? The people need to do that themselves within their counties and within their cities and within their states. The federal government needs to go do their jobs that's outlined in the Constitution. It's very clear. And beyond that, they have no power. Beyond that, they have no power. And if we allow them to step across those bounds, which we have, they will abuse it. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Ammon Bundy, his most recent statement that he released. I took the liberty of adding some poignant clips from two of my more favorite people, which is Chris Ann Hall, who we will be having on the show in upcoming. I'm in contact with her. And Ammon, as soon as he gets a chance, my God, it's nice for Tim to be back with his family. But on the line, we have Staff Sergeant Mo, which is somebody that I spent time with at Mount Hewer, who I got to know and I got to love like a sister. She's quite a little truth warrior in all and of herself. The package of this lady is just unbelievable. She's a force to be reckoned with in and of herself. Welcome to the show.
That was the best introduction ever, I just wanted to say. My head is gotten bigger. Thank you. Can y'all hear me okay?
I can hear you. I'm going to have to apologize to the folks out there a little bit because I'm still at the federal halfway house. Amazed that I'm still being able to do this, but I have a train rolling up in the background. I apologize for noise, but it is what it is.
You're doing a great job. I mean, especially considering your situation, but you always produce good quality. So thank you very much. We're glad to have you back.
Oh, thank you.
That is for sure. People like me have been like on my hands and knees praying for you guys because I suck at this, and I'm so glad to have you guys back. You guys are the voices that they're really wanting to hear, not mine.
Well, I don't know about that. I've asked Staff Sergeant Mo here to join our team. She has seen firsthand what goes on there, what went on in Oregon, reported from there. She's witness to a lot of the shenanigans and division and the technology war that was being waged against us. And it was crazy, really crazy, wasn't it?
It was. I am officially, I believe officially, as it was described, the label, your friendly, unindicted co-conspirator. So therefore,
yes.
I'm part of the conspiracy for the Oregon stand-up at the Mount Hewer Refuge. I was only at the time of 2014 still serving for the United States Washington Army National Guard in uniform, but I was privy to the information via social media, just like everybody else, and in shock and dismay. So I had been watching voices like yours and Pete Santilli and Alex Jones even, and many, many other voices. I was getting my feet wet in the information, and as my medical retirement days came up, I dived head first into it, and then made great friends with some great patriots when I was beginning to speak up for Skylar Barbeau here in my backyard here in the state of Washington, and it made a lot of connections. They liked my voice overall, picked on me on occasion, you know. And then within a few short months, the Bundy, not just the Bundys, but all of the men and women, with major cojones. Am I allowed to say that on your show?
Cojones is allowed, yes.
Okay. Phew.
Hey, we're an English-speaking zone here.
Oh, good. I actually, as nice as I try to present myself for the most part behind the scenes, I have a very foul mouth. So I'll try. I try to be careful. And when I'm around my friends like Tom, I get too relaxed. Because I like you. It's a compliment.
Once a soldier, always a soldier.
Then there's that aspect of it. That one will get you. then I arrived for the wonderful Americana rally for the Hammonds. Wonderful meaning it was a beautiful sight to have so many Americans gathered together, united for a just cause. Horrific in what was being done to the Hammonds. And still has been perpetrated. They are still in prison. We are far from done, folks. And, you know, I witnessed these events for the first time to that degree on my own. And shortly, as you know, after that, a decision by others was made. I was not privy to that, and it was just made, and I was notified at the memorial building like everybody else on the ground. And my newest friends had decided to occupy the Malheur Refuge, and all Jason Patrick could basically tell me is, "You have just been baptized by fire. Welcome."
Jason
Patrick.
That's how
you enter into conspiracies now.
I love Jason. Oh, I miss Jason so much.
I know. My dear friend. I know. He just called today. If you'd like me to touch on that, he's fine.
Yes, I would like you to do that. And I'd like you to drag his butt onto the radio, too.
I can do that. There are ways to do it.
Good.
Plus, I can get recordings for you, and we can upload them because I have the recording app on my phone. So,
excellent.
And I'd love to share that. I'll share it on my social media. You're welcome to take it, mirror it. I want these things to spread wild, like wild. And you know when Jason speaks, that stuff is good stuff right there. That's very near to Lavoie Finicum and Ammon Bundy because, I mean, they're very much all aligned in what is wrong with this country currently, but what the solution is, it's very, very simple. And they do keep it simple. As complicated as this mess looks, that's not them making a mess of things. That is the aggressors. That is tyrannical and corrupt, specifically corrupt federal officials in all branches and agencies and levels. It's a systemic problem. And it's not just hurting our guys, whom I like to, with a term of endearment called the P3, our Patriot Political Prisoners. But it is systemically hurting all Americans. We have our children being kidnapped right now. We have many, many types of property in cities and rural areas being taken from people. Too much red tape, too much bureaucracy, which I know President Trump is working on by cutting that red tape. He's taking steps in the right direction. But we are far from what our founding fathers intended for our freedom and the pursuit of happiness. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I got to spend some time with Ammon and Pahrump when I came through. That was a little bit of a blessing. There was several units that you could have been put in, and I ended up with Ammon, which was really. We spent some time praying. We spent some time discussing, the Constitution. How could I not discuss the Constitution with Ammon? And I've also discussed the Constitution at length with Chrisanne Hall. And I had said to her, I said, you know, I'm kind of like a 14th Amendment era historian. And I get misunderstood a lot of times by, you know, the liberal media, the more liberal side. They automatically hear, you're anti-slavery. Well, that's insane. That's slavery is abhorrent. So once we get past that, I discussed with her the usurpations that began to happen gradually as a result of the martial law jurisdiction from the Civil War, and from the Civil War right immediately following the Civil War, and after all of the states were entered back into the alleged republic at the time, they were forced out of the ratification process of the 14th Amendment, and everything since then has really gone off the rails. We have an unquestionable public debt, which created essentially a national socialistic event. I hate to say it, but it's a national socialistic
economy. Socialistic economy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. We're not a free market. This isn't a free market.
Yeah, this isn't a free market at all. They call it capitalism, free market. This is not free market. This is Keynesian economics. This is not what was intended. You know, 1933 again.
How a republic is formed.
Right.
Yeah, it's not.
It's step by step.
It's not the foundation of. Yes, it is. It's been like putting a frog in lukewarm water and starting to slowly boil it.
Yes.
Many Americans had many comforts. We had many more comforts than most people in the world. So the montage over the historically was always, well, we are always better off than others elsewhere, because we always hear about how horrible it is elsewhere and their government and how tyrannical and dictatorship.
Yeah,
and
but you know,
aggression,
when I hear
mass murders, you know, but then
when I hear
what's going on here,
when I hear about the CIA operations in so many of these other countries, I'm wondering, why is it that all of these other countries are so crappy? I mean, you have democratically elected governments overthrown. You have the whole Beirut thing, drug running. The Clintons at the MENA airport there in Arkansas. I mean, it's just, it's like one scandal after another, you know, and
friends
it's
with you guys. See, this is more than just me saying, I want to get the truth out. I built bonds with you guys for a reason. I mean, you are all highly intelligent individuals. The name calling, the unprofessionalism, both from the FBI and their paid government trolls, calling you rednecks and unintelligent.
Oh, yeah.
And worse, many worse names. Oh,
yeah.
Goodness. And I know you're sharing the content of that. That is horrendous, unprofessional, unethical, illegal.
Oh, yeah.
And yet it's so not true. You are all highly capable, so highly intelligent, so cold.
I'm really glad that you and I got to spend time together. You know, we talked a little bit last night about the individual that kind of had me set up. You know, I'm not going to get into names. I don't give these people publicity, and I try not to go the divisive route. But that you just made a very good point, because I was name called, all kinds of things, and you know, just for without blowing my ego or my head up, what did I seem to you when I was there? Did I seem like a violent extremist that was creating any kind of divisions myself, or was I trying to put these fires out?
No, but you're passionate. You're passionate. You were. What I witnessed is a passion and a sensitivity, but with intelligence. I certainly don't want to piss you off, but not because you will destroy me, because I don't want to hurt a friend, you know? I don't want to. I don't know. There's a common sense that I have. I don't really know. Is it loyalty, ethics? I don't know what it is. I'm diseased with something, but it prevents me from wanting to cross people, not because I'm afraid of them, because I'll freaking fight back. I'm not afraid of people, especially people that call me their friend. And this is how I felt about you and others. I felt safer, because when I was in town, away from you all, in Burns, I was followed, harassed, pulled over. I was unsafe, and I definitely felt more fear there than I did in Iraq as a soldier facing the enemy outside the wire from the so-called safety of base where I got bombed anyway. But, you know, I was actually feeling very unsafe in Burns, the town, the part where everybody, you know, the city part. But then
50 miles away.
I want to say you were all 30. Yeah, was it 50? I thought it was 30. Was it half
30,
hour
30, 35.
30
yeah, half hour
out.
Drive. Right.
Yeah.
I love how the FBI, they swarmed
out there,
Burns.
Away from everybody, away from children, away from, and it's in their off season, they're shut down. This is very peaceful. I felt it was quiet there. It was safe. You guys would sit and chat with me. I felt safe with the guns because they weren't brandished. Having it slung is not brandishing, by the way, by military terms, and the FBI know better. They know better than using an elaborate, they're exaggerating the sight of a weapon. Anytime they see a weapon, they call that brandishing. That is unethical, because that's not even the definition of brandishing. Brandishing is lifting that weapon at the ready and getting ready to engage. That's brandishing. It is not brandishing.
Very good point.
It slung or a hand to stabilize it. And I will
all of these words
the
were.
Attorneys that.
Yeah, all these words were thrown around that tried to make, you know, make not just me. I mean, me and quite a few others. Like we were some kind of radical instigators. I was trying to put the fires out and keep things calm and peaceful, do a clean broadcast.
Yes,
you know, my whole thing, my whole mantra was keep it clean, keep it Christian, keep it, you know, because we had a lot of ranchers out there of, you know, who very, very religious folks, very hardworking, salt of the earth type of people. And we were trying to reach out to them. And I thought that it was so important that we keep everything as squared away. And
that was
as
the other thing I want to say, you were focused on education. You were there peacefully, focused on the education. You were using your resources to educate the people, not just about the truth about what you were doing there or why you were there, but the history and our American history. And you educate about the Constitution. The things that you're talking to your audience now are the things you were talking to people on the ground like myself and many others then. And I witnessed that. I witnessed hours of it, as a matter of fact. We spent much time together. So it wasn't like a few minutes, hey, how you doing? We spent hours in conversation. And you were very highly articulate, articulated and intelligent. And, you know, I found all of these attributes about you guys extremely honorable with high integrity. But what I'm hearing in the courtroom, the labeling, the mislabeling, and the disinfo makes the feds and the prosecution look unintelligent, very unintelligent. I know they know better, and this is just a propaganda attempt to run and direct an unlawful, by the way, an unethical narrative, false narrative. I know what they're doing, but they look uneducated.
You know, everybody's entitled to their opinion, but you're not entitled to your own facts, and that's what they did. They created a series of lies and smears and slander. Not only that, but we learned from these emails that I have, you know, I have them right at my fingertips right now. They were targeting people because of their faith, which is the most un-American thing that I could think of in and of itself. I mean, the First Amendment, not the last, not the 26th, the First Amendment, and it seems like it doesn't matter. These agencies, when you give these people, these bureaucrats power, like Dan Love thought that he was a god, lowercase g, on this earth. It blows my mind.
Yep.
Some of the things that I heard, and for our listeners out there, we have a copy of the email that was released and read by the Washington State Representative Shea, who we played
Matthew
that audio.
Shea. My Washington
Matthew Shea.
State Representative. Sorry, I'm claiming ownership over this one. I like this one.
I would too. I would too. You know, I hear and it's not wrong. I hear all the time from people, including, you know, my brothers on this show too, and they're not wrong, always complaining about these people that are just, you know, self-serving. And when I heard that representative speak the way he spoke into the camera, and first have to give a disclaimer that he's not suicidal, his marriage is strong, he has nothing on his computer. These people are in fear of attack. It, when you have your representatives that are willing to stand up, and speak out, and not only stand up and speak out, but he didn't reach out to mainstream media because he knew mainstream media would cut his presentation into little snippets and it wouldn't be aired the way it should have been aired. So what did he do? God bless Redoubt News for being there and taking that full unedited clip, to full unedited press release, and put it out just the way it was recorded without editing it.
She's good.
Sherry Duvalli, I can't speak enough. She is my new favorite person of the month. She delivered, oh my God, what she delivered to the public is, I would be willing to bet that Trump was sitting in his office watching it.
It's not over. Yeah. Now, I'm going to say some things you can't say, but without detail, because I wouldn't have it because I can't see it. But what I can say is I am very aware that it is far from over when it comes to these disclosures. They are definitely fighting to get the seals unsealed. And what you will see or hear coming from them when they are made available, and boy, we're working hard to do that behind the scenes. Many, many people are. when it gets to that point, that bombshell was not even the tip of the iceberg, I am told. I am told that that bombshell, we're all frazzled in a frenzy over that, and it's nothing compared to what else is still in there when it comes to the illegal conduct and misconduct.
No, you make a good point, and I want to say something and back up what Ammon said. We've known about this stuff all along. There's nothing new that was shared that you and I didn't know. Here's what the big bombshell was. The bombshell was that a whistleblower was willing to put it on the line and speak about it, and a state representative was willing to put it on the line and sit down in front of a camera with alternative media and say, this is what happened, this is how it happened, and I am going to do something about it, and he wore this. That was the bombshell to me. It wasn't so much the revelation of everything that we knew. The reason that I came when Ammon put the call out, he called me and he told me, come. And the reason that I came is because I knew what had happened at the Bundy Ranch, and I was in fear for all of their lives. That's the fact.
And I
because
to talk
I
about
knew.
That fear that our representatives are in right now, like Matthew Shea, they're not just, this isn't fake fear. This isn't engineered. We're not trying to propagandize ourselves with this fear. No, this is by experience. Representatives also, their very own personal experience with their peers. They have peers that they're very well aware that saw something, heard something they weren't supposed to see or hear, and maybe indicated that they would deal with it appropriately through the chains of command. Whatever the indication was, and their life was ended. They were either suicided, and it was very suspicious, under very suspicious circumstances, or outright murdered. And it would always be coinciding with this information that they came across, whether it was work-related or stumbling across. Their peers have disappeared, okay, and or been murdered or suicided under very suspicious circumstances. Like, you know, shooting yourself in the back of the head somehow, or twice.
Or having a barbell drop on your neck, or having a barbell drop on your neck the morning that you're supposed to testify in the Hillary Clinton matter.
Now, I know this is not supposed to be happening in America, people. I get it. It's hard to fathom, but it is happening. The facts are out there. Do your research. If you're not aware that these murders on Americans and also our representatives, good representatives that maybe intended to do the right thing, no matter what party affiliation they were with, because both have corruption, deep shadow government
Vince,
corruption.
Vince Foster.
And it's happening. It's all happening, people. It's really happening on American soil. American people are being murdered by American militant, under orders, government funded. Either, I don't know if they're, some of them could be mercenary, CIA, FBI, all the agencies are it's pointing at all of them. It's pointing
Lorena
at them.
Lorena Fuddy.
And you know what? Yes. Yeah. And it's happening. These are real events. We're not conspiracy theories. You can't be doing a theory when it's fact. You can't. We're not providing you that. We are.
Oh, yeah. I love that. I love that meme. I see that all the time. This is something that comes back at me with comments and emails. Oh, you're just a conspiracy theorist. They say, okay. And I sometimes take the time. I humor them a little bit. Sometimes I take the time to respond back and say, okay. I articulate a short paragraph and I say, okay, do me a favor. Refute me based on the facts and abstain from name calling, straw man arguments, or any other critical theory attacks of a Marxist kind of style that you would like to use. Come at me with facts and let's have this debate. It's crickets every time. As soon as you challenge them on facts,
crickets,
it's over with.
Or it doesn't last for very long. Yeah, it doesn't last for very long before they falter to middle school tactics. And, you know, it's tiresome to even argue with folks like, but we are trying to educate, so we do it.
What
drives us to engage.
Yes, I do it because I feel that, A, I have a responsibility to do it because we're watchmen on the wall. B, I have a responsibility to do it because these things are often public
And the public is the best judge. You can see when you read something that's posted out there, you can see facts and then refuted with, well, you're just a dumb blah, 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 blah. Okay, no substance.
Yeah.
And you know, we need to have, we need to engage in this info war, for lack of a better term. I know that, you know, anyway, that's marking.
Well, you know. It's the term. I call it an info war every day. I'm not
it is an info war. Hey, I have to.
It's an info war. I'm not trying to steal it.
I give kudos to David Knight. David Knight did cover this, although he covered it today. I like the fact that our little group can break this stuff so fast. But David Knight did share Representative Shea's clips. He did get into that on an episode a friend of mine shared with me. So I'd like to say thank you to David Knight for doing that, and for all of the alternative media out there that are hammering away at this. Now, I want everybody to contact your local mainstream media and ask them why we haven't heard about it on any of the mainstream channels. We'll be back after a few words from our sponsors, Resurrect the Republic, Republic Broadcasting Network.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Hey, can we talk about something serious for a minute? Your age. Getting old has its perks. But remember, being a few years younger, you know, your hair was thicker, you didn't have so many wrinkles, that extra weight wasn't haunting you, and you just felt better. Well, we can't turn back the clocks and go back 10 or 15 years, but you can start feeling and looking 10 or 15 years younger with Nature's Youth RSF. It's a doctor-formulated daily supplement that helps your body maintain its peak performance and fight the aging process. Imagine sleeping better, looking better, and feeling better. See how Nature's Youth RSF has helped thousands of people just like you at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. The holidays are coming. Imagine how it will feel when your family and friends are asking you what you did to look so good. Your secret will be Nature's Youth RSF. It's time to start looking better and feeling better. Learn more and order your Nature's Youth RSF at naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
Many people write about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. My wife and I both use Extendivite and are very pleased with the results. It has helped to stabilize our blood pressure and to make both of us feel healthier. Good product and good buy. So far, so good. I've been taking Extendivite 3 times a day, only a short while now, but already I've noticed the circulation in my hands and feet improving. They tingle. I like the idea of taking something herbal rather than pills. I take Extendivite 3 times a day every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Mother of the moon, which filled my sails, close the sea of tears. With no provisions, but no faces.
Welcome back. Resurrect the Republic Truth Radio broadcast on RBN. I'm on the line with our newest team member, although we were team members. We've been team members for a while, newest team member, but officially newest team member, Staff Sergeant Mo. And we have a short clip for the rest of the show here. But, you know, what can you give us your links and all of that kind of stuff so that people out there, you know, grab a pen or a pencil out there and take the information down so that you can follow Staff Sergeant Mo before she gets onto all our platforms there, which, yep, go ahead.
It's going to be easy, guys. I'm a very simple-minded girl. You know, I'm just not tech savvy, all right? So you're not going to get polished here like, you know, Tom here, but you're just going to get the truth, and it's going to be a lot of other content and my own. So you'll see me come up with some live videos with more information as I'm observing and witnessing events. But I also have firsthand contact with those on the ground when I'm not on the ground, and I am sharing multiple formats of information to include Tom's. I don't care who's fighting with who. I will share their content. I'm in the middle, in the circle of great friends, and they're all my friends, and I don't care if some of my friends have problems with the others. I'm sharing their stuff, so you're going to get everything, all right? I'm not cutting it out. I'll share everything that I'm aware of. I am not being discriminatory about it. I'm the only discriminatory thing I have is, you know, false information, disinfo, trolls, government page trolls and their information, or making fun of people or fighting, and I keep it calm. It's my Facebook page. That's it. Maureen, M-A-U-R-E-E-N, Peltier. P as in Papa, E-L-T-I-E-R. That's it. Type in Maureen Peltier, you're going to see two pages. One's my family page. That's obvious. Leave it alone. Leave me alone there. That's my kids and everybody. I'm protecting it. My public page, come have at it. Come over there. That's where you're going to get the information that you need to know and that you need to tell your friends about. All right? That's it.
Amen to that. Oh, and on a closing note in that whole divisional thing, I have chosen to take an approach that is peaceful, and I refuse to engage in arguments, in slander, in attacking other people, and I urge everyone out there who's involved in this the sharing of information here, that when you get somebody that's coming in that's obviously attacking people, and they're not people that have been obviously exposed, like Mark McConnell and other individuals that we all name, just ignore them. If you stop pouring gasoline on a fire, the fire will eventually go out. And that's my recommendation. That's what my wife asked me to do. Yep. That's what my wife, we sat down and had a long talk about it. God love her. Talk about somebody who battled for me. God love her with all my heart. She's out there listening tonight, and we're not able to be together because of where I am. But I have to say, I love you, honey. What a champion.
Yeah,
you even told me that.
Yeah, I did. We had a nice conversation. Was it last night about her too? And she was there for me too. I mean, there she is suffering the loss, you know, of time and sacrifice with you behind bars and in another state. And there she was in Portland, Oregon, by our side for all of us, the P3, to observe the court proceedings, to help articulate and educate others about it, and be there by our side as a friend and supporter.
Yeah.
And I needed
She's
that
a good girl.
Personally, because I'm so close to you guys. So, you know, I get emotional about you
We love you. We love you with all our heart. All right, we've run out of time. Thank you for joining us. Folks, I'm done for the night. Welcome to Hour 2 coming up with Eric, the Freedom Screamer, Chris Cave. Please stay tuned. Tom Lacavera-Stewart, Resurrector Republic on RBN.
I'm not interested in photo ops.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.